From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The city of Hudson is looking for a new part-time tax assessor. The position pays $35,000 a year. The now former city assessor, Justin Maxwell, left the position 3 weeks ago after receiving another job offer. Mayor Rick Rector said his office is accepting applications until the job is filled. In the interim, Columbia County Real Property Tax Service Agency Director Suzette Boy is filling in, cleaning up details related to the recent citywide revaluation, Rector said. He said Boy previously served the city in the same capacity. Officials have advertised the position for several weeks on Hudson's website. The assessor is appointed by the mayor after applications are submitted and reviewed. The successful candidate will work with outside consultants to complete citywide revaluations, value all parcels of real property annually, update all assessment records, and work closely with the city's building department, among other duties, according to the city's website. You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Don Kazentry is reporting for Syracuse.com. Online and ride-hailing service Uber is offering free or discounted rides to all New York State residents outside of New York City on November 27th, the night before Thanksgiving. Uber is partnering with the group Mothers Against Drunk Drivers on the promo, which is good from 9 p.m. Wednesday, November 27th to 3 a.m. Thursday, November 28th. Thanksgiving Eve, sometimes called Drinksgiving or Blackout Night, is a night when people often gather with friends or family for a night out at the bars. Uber New York General Manager Chad Dobbs said in a news release, and I quote, "By continuing to work with local leaders and MAD, we can help make New York streets safer. We hope the residents decide to leave their cars at home on Wednesday and use options like Uber to get around," end quote. You can read the full story at NewYorkUpstate.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Ulster County Executive Patrick Ryan has vetoed a resolution that would have prevented those appointed by elected officials to county jobs from holding office in local municipalities. The resolution was approved by the county legislature by one vote this month. Ryan maintained the lawmakers backed the measure as a, and I quote, "political vendetta," end quote, against one specific individual, and I quote, "rather than good public policy," end quote. County legislator Lynn Eckert said the deciding vote on the resolution was cast by someone in a position to retaliate against the individual in county government who was instrumental in bringing to light sexual harassment allegations against a particular legislator. That lawmaker who cast the deciding vote was Hector Rodriguez, who Eckert said under the circumstances, and I quote, "should have recused himself from the vote," end quote. The county legislature November 19th voted to censure Rodriguez for inappropriate behavior toward several women he encountered during the course of his work as a county lawmaker. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo is urging New Yorkers to prepare for an approaching storm system expected to bring snow, rain, and high winds across much of the state over the long holiday weekend. The National Weather Service has issued several watches for high winds in western New York and the Finger Lakes region, as well as lakeshore flooding watches along Lake Erie and Lake Ontario. Within the WGXC listening area, the National Weather Service is warning of the possibility of winds up to 45 miles an hour beginning Wednesday, November 27th, and continuing through Thanksgiving Day. A wintry mix of precipitation is possible from Sunday into Monday. Cuomo reports the state utilities have roughly 4,500 workers available in the event of wind or storm-related damage. In anticipation of potential power outages, residents are encouraged to have a list of emergency numbers readily available, keep a battery-operated radio and flashlight on hand, as well as a supply of batteries, as well as an emergency supply of water, medications, and non-perishable foods handy. Keep cell phones charged and have alternate charging methods available. Read Cuomo's full press release at governor.ny.gov. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a happy Thanksgiving Day.